Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 4, day 1 of the study of 1 Samuel. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about 1 Samuel 10, 1 through 8. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I encourage you to go to 10weekbible.com and download the reading plan for 1 Samuel and follow along reading or listening to it 10 times in 10 weeks. If you're an avid podcast listener, I want to let you know about another podcast I produce that I think you'll like called Naturally Supernatural. My friend Caleb Harper and I delve into how the Lord works today and how you can grow in that without being weird for the sake of being weird. And we interview some of the best guests on the subject you probably won't hear anywhere else. You can find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store by searching for Naturally Supernatural. Let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say today? Would you speak to us, Lord? Lord, we want to know you more. Touch our hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen. With that, we're going to go ahead and jump into the word of the Lord. And we're going to be reading today from the NIV. This is 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. Then Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance? When you leave me today, you will meet two men near Rachel's tomb at Zelzah on the border of Benjamin. They will say to you, 'The donkeys you set out to look for have been found, and now your father has stopped thinking about them and is worried about you. He is asking, what shall I do about my son?' Then you will go on from there until you reach the great tree of Tabor. Three men going up to the worship God at Bethel will meet you there. One will be carrying three young goats and another three loaves of bread and another a skin of wine. They will greet you and offer you two loaves of bread, which you will accept from them. After that, you will go to Gibeah of God, where there is a Philistine outpost. You will approach the town and you will meet a procession of prophets coming down from the high place with lyres, timbrels, pipes, and harps being played before them, and you will be prophesying. The Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you." Let's go ahead and pause right there and just think about how difficult it must be for Samuel to pass the reins of leadership on to Saul. I mean, think about the fact, I mean, just let it play over in your mind that Samuel has been the leader of Israel his entire life. From the time he was a young man, very young, until now, he led the Israelites in their campaign against the Philistines, which basically gave them freedom from the Philistines all of the days of Samuel, all the days of his life up until now. Think about how difficult this must be for Samuel. They've rejected him, and they've rejected his sons, and they've asked for a king. How hard this must be on him, and how amazing for Samuel to humble himself before the Lord and allow this to happen. He doesn't fight this. He doesn't fight against this. He's actually working with the Lord. And I think these prophecies are amazing. I mean, look at how specific they are. I mean, how amazing is it that the Lord had all of this planned out? You know, he sent Samuel to meet with Saul on this day. He set everything up. He set everything in motion. And Samuel, this is some of the most amazing prophetic stuff in the entirety of the Bible, just in its specificity. I mean, it's amazingly specific here. All of the things that Samuel tells Saul are going to happen and that he needs to do. I've heard it said before, and I agree with this. I first heard this said by an old pastor of mine named Jack Deere, and he said that the degree of clarity with which a word of the Lord is given determines the degree of obedience you must walk out. So what that means is if the Lord is very clear, if he's very clear like this, then you better set your heart to obey. The Lord is going to require of you a greater level of obedience. Generally, it means that things are going to be difficult to walk out, and so you need to know on the front end, but you also have to set your heart to obey. The corollary to that is most of the time when the Lord speaks, most prophetic words, and Moses said this in Deuteronomy, is most prophetic words are given in dreams and visions and dark sayings and riddles. They're difficult to understand. They're difficult to interpret. And the Lord does not require great obedience when it's difficult for us to navigate. Like, what is he saying? We're trying to figure it out. We miss it a lot. Most people miss the interpretation or the timing on prophetic words. Like, it may be a true prophetic word from the Lord, but most people, myself included, miss the interpretation or the timing for a great number of prophetic words on a regular basis. That's normal. That's the normal way that, prophetic words are given. What's happening right here is not normal. This is so specific. Samuel is giving Saul such specific and clear marching orders that he has got to set his mind to obey, or there's going to be very negative consequences, and we're going to see that. But that's a very important distinction to understand, is your obedience required of the Lord is determined by the level of clarity that you have. If you don't have clarity, then, you know, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to even obey in the first place when you don't have clarity. But it's very difficult if you don't have that clarity to hold fast to the things that you feel like the Lord is leading you to do. You have to have some level of clarity to really, you know, stick to it. But when the Lord is clear, you have got to set in your mind. If the Lord has given you clear direction or clear instruction, you've got to set in your mind that you're not turning away to the right or to the left. You have got to stay on that path that he puts you on. Let's go and continue on in verse 8. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down to you and sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do. This is so important. When I've just been talking about this obedience, this is going to be critical. We're going to see here in a few chapters. This is going to be the breaking point in Saul's kingdom. This is going to be the thing that the Lord rejects Saul over, is that he will not obey. He will not listen to the word, the clear word of the Lord, and follow it. He wants to go his own way. And here we're going to start to see, as we go through this, that Saul is going to show his hand a little bit, that he's not as humble, that he's not the lowly man that he's going to let on and has let on a few times. We'll see it as it grows, but it's very intriguing to see the character of Saul begin to come out here. That's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining me on the 10-Week Bible Podcast. As always, I appreciate it when you leave a review on iTunes, or if you share this with your friends. Send a friend an email and let them know about this podcast if it's meant something to you. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.